Hold on. I know, it reset.
That was one of his best.
Sorry, it was one of your best. I'm so sorry. I checked the audio before. Again.
Idiosyncrasies. Bum, bum.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Harrison and Landon and Jared. And Harrison's
and
asshole.
Harrison's ball. I'll be honest, Jared. That sweeping movement you just displayed got me on my knees, dude.
The cat's asshole got you on your knees?
No, not the display of his balls. The display of his fucking pipes. And yes, Harrison's balls as well.
So you're just like, whoa, wait, his pipes. Was there a balls cam and I missed it?
Oh, wait, what kind of pipe are we talking about?
Before we start, I want to tell everyone my dinner so my cat will stop fucking with it. I have half a container of deli fresh turkey.
Nice.
Did you cut it yourself?
Carrots, but I don't have ranch, so I'm going to be eating them plain.
Did you cut them yourself?
And like a sixth of a bag of family size cheddar Chex.
And did you blend that yourself?
I'm gonna kill you.
Just refuses to answer. Okay, cool.
All right, so as always, oh wow, what a punch in on that, me.
Yeah.
Wait, I'll do you one better. Give me a second.
Right. Instead of two slices of meat, I'm gonna shove.
Three slices of meat.
Very nice, man. Why don't you ever treat me like that?
Yeah. How do I get to be that slice of meat?
Yeah.
He's going for it, too.
I gave him some watermelon yesterday, and he fucking loved it.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. I gave him just like the tiniest little bit, and then he would not stop fucking with me.
It's so interesting. My cats want nothing to do with human food. They only want they'll like sniff meat, but they won't like actually eat it. And if they try, they'll immediately throw it up. They only can eat their kitty nibble.
Isn't so bad. Allie like used to be, and it's like it's kind of iffy on when she's gonna be, and then. Pippi and Edge, my parents' cats. Oh my god, they are the worst. If you even have a crumb, they are going to follow you and try to eat it.
It's funny.
Like they get locked up if we have dinner out of the table as a family. Cake wants to know who eats better out of the four of you. I think that display proves Jared eats best out of the four.
He's a pretty good eater.
He's a pretty good eater.
I do what I can. I don't like. I have my moments, but I'll admit,
it really just depends.
I bought a large cookie cake from Meijer last weekend just because I wanted one.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, how good someone eats? Are we talking about like how much or like how well?
Yeah, we're going by how much. I think I'm the best eater.
Understandable. Like, it really depends.
Like, I mentally track how many calories I eat in a day.
No.
So I try to watch that, and like I'll buy fruit. The only vegetables I really like regularly eating are carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck with corn though. I'll eat corn.
Anytime. Dude, corn. Oh, corn. Ooh, sweet corn.
I try
corn.
To calculate my proteins as well, but
I don't do any of that shit.
I need to get back on it. I was doing good for a while of counting, but.
I really should do that, but I'm also lazy as fuck.
Oh my god.
I usually just, because I get Subway a lot, I get a sub I like and then just eat half for lunch, half for dinner.
That's what I do a lot. But nowadays, I just get one because, like, if I get a foot long, I'm just going to fucking eat that whole thing there.
Jared,
that's why I eat soup so much.
Pav says he wish you would eat him well.
I thought about eating you in the shower this morning.
All right, before we get too much farther in, let's talk about music.
Before we eat each other.
Before we eat each other. Before
oh,
we...
Fuckers, stop pressing buttons.
Before we divulge into the wildly overly sexual portion of this podcast. Just get ADHD and some meds. You'll never get hungry. Oh my god.
Diet Kinzel.
Well, I'm halfway there. And I don't know which one.
I don't know which half. Yeah.
It's a mint mix and antidepressants.
Opioids really do wonders.
And welcome to today's episode on the NPR RIT podcast.
This episode is sponsored by Effexor.
Okay, right. So song number one.
Mambo number five.
We're going to go with Icky Thump by the White Stripes.
Ooh.
We were just talking about the White Stripes the other day, too. Why is everything white?
That's fucked up.
Here's ignore that.
Number two, we're going to go Dimension by Wolfmother.
Wolfmother, there we go.
Number three, we're going to go Light of the Morning by Band of Skulls. And
Band of Skulls. They did something else too. What was it? Is it I Know What I Am? I forget, but I do know that name.
And number four, we're gonna go Victorious by Wolfmother. I've been in a
Wolfmother kick apparently.
2000s, according to Spotify, it's 2000s rock drive. That's been my vibe.
I've been rocking and I've been driving. What can I say?
I also listened to the whole the Elvis soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
So I was gonna add some songs from that, but that's not the vibe right now.
All right, for me, my first song, it's Duvet by Boa. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Duvet?
Is it Duvet? I don't fucking know.
It's French. Yeah, French.
The other one is Dive by Nirvana, not Dive.
I think you mean Dive.
Dive. What's the other one? I have a couple. Val Sentimental by Tchaikovsky. We were just talking about Tchaikovsky.
See if I can.
And Aaliyah by Donny Iris.
Nice.
All right, we know.
Oh, that was a good crunch. I don't know if that
came
through.
Yeah, that was a good crunch. That was a good crunch.
I hope that came through on the stream. Holy shit.
Never mind. Instead of Ali, I'll do Endlessly by Muse.
I'll try one more.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't quite as nice as the first one, but...
Yeah.
Here, let me do one more.
Definitely more teeth and patch than snap. Oh yeah, pierced the eardrums. My hairs and my ears stood up.
Okay, the chat shows more when I zoom in on Lena because I'm dumb and had to reset because everything went white.
Wait, what?
There's more messages showing when I punch in on the single cams.
Weird. Big shift shit.
Hi, Brian. All right, so for me, we got Run by the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
I'm just scrolling like all the way down to the bottom of my like songs on Spotify. Did I do the Show Must Go On?
We'll find out.
Before by Pink Floyd,
I don't think we've done
Show
this.
Must Go On.
The Show Must Go On.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Oh, you did that not. I did want to do that one too. The Roxanne from specifically Moulin Rouge.
With Jose.
Okay.
Why does my heart cry?
Okay.
Love you, and McGregor.
Oh, we're drinking?
This was from Valorant, and then I just didn't finish it because I'm a bitch and I sip on them.
This is literally just ginger ale.
These carrots technically expire on August 27th, so that kind of.
Okay, thank you for the resub.
I mentioned how.
Are you doing okay? How's your stomach? Do you want some ginger ale?
I haven't opened them, so they're good.
Do you want a watermelon
expire,
lemonade? Really?
They pretty much just dry out, but I.
Man, my stomach hurts. I should wash it down with some fucking alcohol.
Yeah, why not? I don't see the problem here.
Truly isn't alcohol trace just a bitch.
I don't know. It's been sitting in the fridge long enough. It's pretty much alcohol by now.
Arjun, I don't think you'll like carrots.
How's everyone's week then?
Good.
Alexa, can you feed cat carrots?
Carrots are not considered poisonous to cool.
Cool. Shove it.
His eye.
Considered poisonous to cats. However, you should always check with your veterinarian before feeding your cat any new foods.
Do we have any veterinarians in the chat right now?
Oh yeah, he doesn't like it. Okay, will you leave me alone? I'll eat him now.
Yeah, typically a lot of animals don't really fuck with the vegetables. They will.
People have cats. What do you mean?
All right, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's it for this episode. Thank you everybody for watching.
I got surgery.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty big news. Yeah, this whole week has been absolute hell. This is literally the first day where I'm actually able to breathe. Am I allowed to show the pictures? They're not that bad.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
We're gonna get demonetized.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, you know what? Actually, I'm not worried about
money.
It.
What money?
Oh, stop digging your litter ass paws through my carrot.
No.
You don't like them.
Trying to get them through the bag.
So the surgery. Fuck, I don't like these, but man, I want more.
Man, I want them.
So to clarify, the surgery I got, it was a septoplasty, not a rhinoplasty.
It'll be on the test.
Very different.
With the bone as much, right?
What?
They did a different bone than a rhinoplasty? Is that the difference?
Well, rhino is basically just the outer, is dealing with the cartilage here.
Rhino's a fucking animal, you idiot.
Okay.
Rhinoceros! Actually, a rhinoceros is my Patronus, you fucking idiot.
So, as you can tell, I got a pretty big schnoz, and that schnoz is already kind of fucked up. Like, it's been different directions. So I have a deviated septum, and that septum was causing my left nasal passage to be blocked. So therefore, I could not breathe out of my left nostril. So picture A and B at the top there. Pretty gnarly, right? Looks fucking disgusting. That's what it looked like before. That bone right there should not actually be there. That's just an extra bone that I have randomly.
And, in your nose.
Yeah, and my Nana was there, and she was like, yep, sorry, that's my fault. Sorry. I'm like,
I'll give you
an extra bone.
Want an extra bone in your nose?
So this was post-surgery. So they literally, you can literally see the giant divot there. It's completely gone. So,
band name.
Yeah. Post-op? What, divot? Post-op? Oh, I'd fucking listen to post-op. Definitely.
I'd listen to divot.
Divot, post-op? Post-op, divot?
Divot plays banjo music. How did my cat just fucking open 6 tabs of Discord Help Center?
Dude, really needs help.
He needs help.
Really needs help.
Help him. He just ran behind you. He just jumped on your bed.
But, yeah.
Oh my god, there he went. He's got the zoomies now.
Oh yeah, there's a fucking bed.
God, you can see his beady eyes. That was terrifying.
Wait, hold it, Harrison.
Aw. Aw. Nope. Father.
Father, help.
That's my boy. Hello, my boy.
You can breathe better now, Landon.
I can. Yeah. It's not. What's the opposite of ghost pain? Of like feeling. Yeah. Okay. Where you're
pretty
basically
sure good pain is just a kink.
I'm just feeling like different muscles move that I've never felt before that have been there. It's kind of weird. I almost did pass out the other day though, because I did a follow up because they had to. I've said this in the group, but they had to take out these humongous splints that were like this big, and we're like, It was a tube, but then they have like plastic ridges on the side, so it was about like as thick as a quarter, but then there was like a pencil thick tube right
I'm
in the
glad this whole story is while Landon's
yeah, out I don't, of focus. I don't know why I'm out of focus. But yeah, they had to take those out. That was beyond uncomfortable because I didn't realize how big they were. I thought they were only like maybe like actual like dime size or whatever, but these things were literally as big as like fucking like Lincoln Lush.
Fucking just chucked him, and now he's just mad, just sitting in the middle of the floor. He's gone.
Dude, that
oh
cat,
my God. Man,
literally cannot expect the next move.
I this little fuck. So when I had my computer over there, I had my PC on the ground next to my computer. He would use it as a stool to get up onto my desk. Constantly would press the fucking power button and shut my computer down. So I moved it underneath the desk. He likes sitting on top. Like, I have a vent on the top of my computer. Mm. He likes sitting on it because it's hot. And then I notice my computer's really warm and he's fucking laying on it. And then when I move him, he presses the fucking power button. It is now on top of my desk. I'll see if I can... As in my cat. So it's on top of my desk. I was in the middle of working on some animation last night. Didn't save for like an hour. Oh. Guess who shuts down my fucking computer?
God, that sucks.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
Do you not have like an autosave feature?
I mean, they are, but it sucks.
I know, but...
I don't like using it. It just takes up so much storage.
Oh, I see. All right.
What's new in your life, Trey?
Yeah, what the fuck did you do?
Not much.
You boring asshole.
Yeah. I did get a job interview on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yep.
Yeah, come on. Something new.
That is new. I told Jared I could have a job interview soon. Now it's confirmed. I have an interview on Tuesday.
Very nice. Moving up in the world.
Well.
Yeah, something.
Same, so, not the same, but...
What's new in my life? the art exhibit I'm animating for debuts next Friday.
Hell yeah.
I think you mean D-Butt.
D-Butts?
D-Butts.
They do butts. Snapchat. So, two of the murals I'm working on, two of them got activated already, so I went out to the exhibit to check out the space. Pretty sick. The reason why I didn't hop on until 5 minutes before because I was running camera for ESPN at a volleyball game.
Oh, those look cool.
Yeah, that's super sick.
I love the paper houses.
You fuck!
He's gonna turn off the computer.
Yeah, he almost did. So if I disappear in the middle of this because my cat's an apple.
Oh, how did they... So this is like an AR thing too, right?
Yeah. I was like, how is that working? That's super cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I do the animations and then some other guy puts it into the website, which I could easily do because it's just a matter of putting it in the space and pressing save. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Awesome.
Those aren't even the coolest ones.
I would say it really comes through on the paper houses one.
Yeah, this one I thought was like just screen or whatever.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't a way to really layer. Yeah, because the application is called Artivive. Fucking shitter.
Yeah, that one's I was looking for a second. I'm like, wait, hold on, my brain. Fuck, how many opioids did I take?
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out.
It has like a...
That's super cool.
It has file limits for like the total size, and then it just changed because it's still kind of in beta for the 3D layers, but then it changed to where you can only have three different video layers now, which kind of fucked me over because I like doing a lot of layering.
Right.
Now I just need to figure out how to combine shit and still make it look cool.
It remind me a lot of like the... you know, like you see them in typically on the streets or whatever, but like if you look, they're like a bunch of like either like metal or plastic scraps at angle, it looks completely drawable, but a different angle, it formulates like a drawing or something. That'd be cool. You could do that in AR. That'd be really cool.
That's free.
Damn, there you go. Fuck, I might just do it in AR.
Yes, because the app, it's like triggered by the art in the space. Okay. So when you open the app, it's just a camera, and then it triggers.
Okay. Fuck.
So yeah, I'm kind of a professional animator now.
So yeah, basically a Da Vinci, as they say.
Da Vinci?
Da Vinci?
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about Figma. And there's like a tool you can use in Figma.
Figma balls in your mouth.
But it's like a tool you can use in Figma. Take your Figma drawing, whatever you have at that point, and export that to a web page. And actually make an HTML page out of that. I think it was called Anima or something. I'll have to like go back
and listen. Yeah, Figma has a ton of different plugins you can get.
I think I've actually heard of that, Anima.
I use Figma so much because there's one plugin, it's called Unsplash, where whatever shape you're working with, you can use this plugin and search whatever you want the image to be, and it just generates like royalty-free images.
Oh, cool.
So there's a lot of more unique options rather than just Googling an image and then worrying about copyright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Queen died.
No.
No.
I'm sure Adam Lambert's still singing with him.
Yeah.
That's true, he is, yeah.
No, Queen died in 1991 with Freddie Mercury.
You guys see the fucking, like, because, like, Jay Schlatt tweeted about it, like, that specific date, and then it was, like, the day it happened, he was, like, flying home from the UK.
and he,
Schlatt, what the fuck did you do?
Well, did you ever see the thing about him and, what was it, Prince, or the prince that died? What's his name?
I think I remember it, but...
Was it Prince William?
William's still alive.
Williams is Charles' son. Yeah. I'm talking about the queen's husband.
Yeah. Was that Prince Charles? Yeah, it was Prince Charles. Yeah, Prince Charles. When he died, like not even like a couple days before, Schlatt tweeted that Prince Charles will die on like this specific day, and then he died on that specific day. Was it Prince Charles that died?
There are now two sources of like, what is it? I don't know, but there's people who can predict the future. I now trust Simpsons and Jay Schlatt.
Clairvoyance?
Yeah.
Clairvoyance, thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the killing of a royal?
No.
Jay Schlatt, because the whole thing was that he also predicted... No, yeah, it was Prince Philip, not Prince Charles. Prince Philip.
Okay, so Prince Charles just became king.
Yeah, I was like, Charles didn't die, so...
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, it was Prince Philip. Prince Philip, he died...
It was so funny being on Twitter and just seeing the mix of like people absolutely memeing the shit out of it, and then we shouldn't be making fun of this. This is a sad. Shut the fuck up. This is hilarious.
Wow. a rich royal member died.
Oh
fuck.
You know the TikTok trend that's been going around with people where they're like doing the dance and dodging. People poking
at
That's on TikTok today. It's like screen recording someone else's For You page. And it's like, you shouldn't make fun of 9/11. It was a national tragedy. And they go down to it's someone in VR holding a plane doing that to one of the
Fine.
Yeah, I found the tweet here. It was back in March, it was that image of Prince Philip in the car where he looks basically dead already.
Or he was dead already. You can't convince me otherwise.
And Sive, PewDiePie's editor, he was like, I've seen him in Kino Der Toten. And Shaw was like, I reckon April will be an interesting month. And then he died like April 8th or something like that. April 9th.
So,
can't wait to find out that Schlatt's actually just killing his royal family members.
We're all in our 20s, right?
Right.
Am I?
Just died.
Yeah.
Realistically, Philip is probably going to live as long as the queen.
Yeah.
No, he's probably going to have a 20-year reign. He's only in his 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Think.
I don't know how.
We're in our 40s.
All of them fuckers are really scraping the barrel genetics. Like, Jesus.
It's because they keep fucking each other.
That's what I'm saying. All of it's they're really like.
I mean, I didn't say that.
I mean, I love Game of Thrones.
And that's about all I have to say about that.
So therefore.
Oh man.
Didn't anyone else die? Who else's life tragedies will entertain us for the next 30?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember who else. I don't think so. I think the Queen's just been...
Oh, shit. I didn't read a tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Go. Let me find a tweet.
I literally typed in Google big news nowadays. What the fuck is... big news nowadays. Oh, my
just
God.
Fucking current events, you dumbass. Yeah,
big news nowadays. Big news. I'm going to throw...
Say, Sonny, what's the big news nowadays?
Exactly. Wow.
You better watch out, dude. That big news is going to get you.
Watch out for that big news nowadays.
Watch out for that big news.
Oh, good. Wow, this Twitter's kind of dry.
Let me open up mine and see what I got here.
Wow, 1 in 5 households—1 in 5 households has medical debt.
So
big news.
Shows this picture of Walter White,
right?
Yep. It says, "Dora, Swiper's right behind the tree. He's trying to steal your picnic basket. But the surprise birthday party's gonna be ruined." Dora.
I fucking love all of the like. Just picture memes of Breaking Bad, and then that fucking one of them shooting the kid, and it's just put into different like Minecraft situations. I fucking love that one. And then
holy shit,
what happened? Why are you blue? Such a good one.
Have you guys seen the Roblox car crash compilations?
I can't say I have either.
Holy fuck, I have to show you this. Someone has been taking like car cam footage, like the audio of it, and recreating it perfectly in Roblox.
That's pretty good.
And there's like hundreds of compilations of it already, and they're so fucking funny because it sounds completely normal because, you know, most car cams, they have like that kind of silent audio, then all of a sudden you just hear like that, but like it's also got like the Roblox physics where you'll see just like Roblox like limbs flying all over the fucking place. It's fucking hilarious. Here, I'm gonna share my screen real quick. It's so fucking
don't do that
funny.
It's gonna fuck up our cameras.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah.
I won't do that then. But I'll show it to you guys later. It's so fucking funny. Holy shit. It's like I've been watching it like nonstop because I don't know why. Something in my brain's just like, oh fuck. I like this.
Okay, so I have a story for this week.
Bathroom.
So my parents' bathroom has a fucking window in it, okay?
Yeah, it does.
And like it's always been weird to me, but usually there's like the blinds like drawn on it, so it's not too much of an issue. Well, I didn't realize it. The blinds weren't drawn. This is like afternoon. Stop. It's like it's afternoon. I'm pooping. And then I got there's no toilet paper on the roll. I have to go into the Okay. So I had to go into the fucking like under the cupboard, get some toilet paper. Unbeknownst to me, the poor fucking neighbor. No, the poor neighbor is out, like, doing their fucking weeds along the fence, like, weeding the fence. And the blinds are up. So it's just me, my fat white ass, bent over, sticking out this fucking window. Freshly shat. I fucking stand up, make eye contact with this neighbor. And I just pull the fucking blinds down. Like,
yeah,
I can't fucking do this. It literally is what it was like. It was panic. It just.
What I like the whole administration was up to the function freshly shat.
I like the whole time too, Jared. He was either being a hype man or being the creepy neighbor staring at you while you shat. You're like, yeah.
So yeah, case in point, don't fucking put a window in your bathroom.
Yeah, and if you do, make sure you're not my shitting with the blinds up.
My bathroom has a window in it, and I've never thought it was weird. I just know how to shit without showing my ass to my neighbor.
You're right. I was asking for it. I wanted to show my ass.
I see. I that's a big pet peeve of mine is bathrooms with windows in it. I'm like, what? Literally, the space of privacy.
That's probably the number one place I'm gonna be my most vulnerable. Why is there a fucking window there?
Yeah, literally.
I like the natural light.
I like the natural light, so I can look at people.
Well, like at that point, like I'd understand if it was like a fogged window, but like it's not. It's a clear window.
Before we remodeled my bathroom, if you were like standing in the doorway facing inward, on the left was like a counter. Then there was a window. Then there was like a closet kind of thing, and then like further down was the toilet. So no vulnerable stuff would happen.
Yeah, no. The window is right by the toilet and the shower.
I don't know, man. My sister, her house in Florida before she moved, there was a fogged window like in the shower. I loved opening it when I showered.
I. You're doing that eye thing, Jared. Opening it.
He's showering, sticks his head out the fucking window, like, "Hey, who's watching? Anybody want to come take a peek?"
Stand behind it. If I'm in my house, if someone sees my penis, that's on them.
I'm not gonna hide
myself in my own house.
When I went to New Hampshire last summer for a family trip, we rented an Airbnb. That shower had a window, and it was not a fogged window. It was literally just a clear window in the shower. Like, it was in the shower. Thankfully, like, it's, you know, it's a beach house, so, like, the majority of the house is kind of underground. But still, like, the window was probably about this big, and it's, like, right here. So if someone looked down, they would see my whole tits and ass and balls and everything.
Hey, what you gotta do is you gotta get your eyes at the same level of what you're afraid of people seeing, and then you'll realize they would never see it. I would think about that because, like, my bed's right next to a window, right?
Yeah.
I leave it open a little bit for Harrison to lay down in. I beat my meat in this bed. Like, like I do. My dick right here. But then, then I'm like, wait a minute. Scooch down, put my head right where my dick would be. And I'm like, no one would see it. If they do, that's on them. But also, people can only really see through windows if there's light illuminating something on the other side of the window. That's just how it works. Like, anything outside is going to be reflecting off and covering.
Yeah, until you see a fucking face right your fucking window.
That needs to be lit up by something. I stare at people all the time. They never know.
This is the guy that's saying that it's okay now, windows and bathrooms.
Yeah. I think we know why he likes windows and bathrooms now.
Give me opinion of bathrooms with blurry windows, but you can still tell they're naked.
Oh, everyone has a bathroom.
Yeah, it's like a moral thing. Whether or not you can see me naked, it's the fact that you're trying to see me naked. That's what's fucked up.
I don't know, man.
That's fucked up, dude. That's on you.
How fucked up is fucked up. That's fucked up.
I mean,
that's fucked up.
I swam for a couple of years, so like, I'm used to seeing dudes naked.
Why do you say shit and then you immediately do that eye thing every time? You immediately like, yeah, I'm staring at you, butt naked. I can't even do it. It's like a talent you have. It's like, I think it's just the fact that you have like brown eyes, but it's just all black. It's just, yeah. You know?
Wait, Alexa, turn off tall light.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
Here we go. We just punch in on there for this tall one. Light.
Shit.
Wait.
Oh, and you munching.
Oh, my God.
Can you do that and then also continue to eat, but, like, slowly?
Wait, let me turn off my noise suppression so you can hear the crinkle of the bag. Oh.
Come on, you little slut. So hard to use a mouse left-handed.
We're in a void. See, on the stream side, like, your mouth doesn't come through. It's just mustache up. There you go. So you just like...
Oh my god, the shadow of his nose. And seeing, like, and seeing like the cheddar dust on his fingers too. You literally look like fucking the
Oh my god.
You look like the fucking scene from Toy Story 2 where Al's sleeping on the and Harrison's licking the finger like the horse.
Oh my.
Harrison.
Come here.
Oh my god.
Holy fuck. And you're doing the whole, like, your eyes, like, just, they look like they're... They look like they're looking in two different directions. That's terrifying.
You look like a fucking toad.
So good.
That's so good. It tastes me.
Yeah, so this is my Republican shirt.
Yeah.
It says strong. It has a skull. And says never surrender.
Holy shit.
I really
love it. Do you have like a pair of like blue shades? And no. Do you wear them in your 4x4 250?
My dad got me the shirt for Christmas.
I'm so sorry.
My dad buys a shirt at like Harley Davidson or at like Big R. I'm like, my son would like this. Never wear it, but this material is really nice. So I went to work today to scan those murals and I was wearing this shirt. I changed shirts before I left.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people to think I'm Republican.
Not a good look.
Especially because, like, I have a tattoo, too.
Yeah.
I was like, if I'm wearing something artsy, then people are like, oh, yeah, I get why he has tattoos.
You're
I'm
like a this you're shirt a
and have a tattoo, like, ah, oh, fuck this, dude.
Yeah. The idea, or, like, that symbol of, like, skulls with the American flag has been absolutely fucking, like, destroyed. I mean, it's never been good, but, like, it's been absolutely destroyed within, like, the last 10 years. Absolutely destroyed.
It's not as good as it was a year ago.
Yeah. The Punisher background on your iPhone 4 was way cooler, like, in 2006.
Gotta love Tex-Mex.
I like Tex-Mex. I don't like the, like, was it, like, the rye pieces? Wow.
Is that, like, are you talking about, which one, wait, are you talking about the potato chips?
The rye bread in the regular Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
The little round dark ones. But, that's a rye,
that's not the potato. Best fucking part.
Yeah, Trey. I'm with Trey, but I get like there are people who do like.
Yeah, them. Like I understand. Like I like rye bread. I like rye bread. It's just bread. It's so hard. And the rest of every the rest of the Chex Mix
love it.
Is like it's crunchy but it's soft.
I hate the breadsticks.
I like the breadsticks.
I will literally lick the inside of a Gardetto bag. I fuck with Gardettos so bad. I like Jack Mix too, but something about Gardettos, I don't fuck, dude. Literally makes me.
Whew. Growing up, my grandma got those Snyder of Hanover's sourdough bites. Yeah, those sourdough pretzel bites. Fucking love those.
These fuckers right here.
The triangle pieces.
Pickable things for these cheddar crackers.
I love those. Like, they're not quite Cheez-Its. They're not quite Goldfish. It's a
They're soft.
Yeah,
it's a nice blend.
It's a nice blend.
Has been aged in nice wood oak.
We have this nice 9-year cheddar Cheez-It.
In this specific Chex Mix bag that you can buy at Walmart,
and it tastes specifically like a Goldfish cracker. I really fucking love Muddy Buddies too.
Ooh.
So I was when we were watching Matrix, and I said, "I'm gonna hop off. I'm not feeling too good."
You go.
It's because I ate an entire bag of Muddy Buddies while we were watching it, oh, and I went God. And threw up.
Jesus yeah. Christ!
Well, I have no self control.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. They're good, but they're not that good.
You can.
You can do it. You're gonna hate yourself.
It definitely is one of those kind of foods where like you can't stop.
No.
Like it's definitely one of those kind of foods where you just like you have one, then you have to have like six, and you
fucking
have,
staring.
I kind of want to go through a podcast sometime and just count how many times each of us blinks.
How what?
How many times each of us blink?
Oh,
just get like a tally, but I don't really want to watch our podcast.
Don't blame me.
Oh, did we also want to do the Valorant?
Oh, yeah, we're doing the tier list.
We have 20 minutes. Huh?
Let me see.
This is going to be hard without sharing a screen, though.
It is, yeah.
Well, how about we all just use the same website?
Well, I got cheese fingers right now.
Goes
yeah, because
up.
Of how... The contract difference between my lips to my cheeks makes the ring around my mouth look like it's covered in cheese dust. But it's not. God, my lips are voluptuous, I swear. Look at my bottom lip.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. I was looking at them earlier. All right, I found a tier list.
Did you?
And it goes up to Faye, which Faye's the newest one, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we're doing this on the basis of whether or not that they're good,
they are.
but
how
much
they
we,
are.
But how much we want to fuck them.
Right.
And are like, let's get this out of the way. Are we talking
We've
like?
Done
is this
extensive
like
research to prepare for
this? is this like a first name basis, like you know, one night stand, or are you talking about like dedicate my whole life to this partner?
It's pipe or not, bro.
Yeah.
Stop getting attacked.
Okay. Hot or not.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. I just wonder. I just because that does change some answers. So we should probably
now I want to know who Landon would have a one night stand with and who he'd be in a committed relationship with.
Easy.
I know Killjoy would treat me so right.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I was gonna say.
Killjoy
is the one.
Sage.
Stable job, very smart. Bilingual.
Yeah, Killjoy is like a robotics engineer.
She's
definitely making, you know, triple figures.
Okay, well, before we continue, let's get our S's out of the way.
Triple
each one
figures,
of us.
She's making hundreds of dollars a year.
Oh, sorry, six. Yes, yeah, sorry, six figures. I meant triple as in the. Shut up.
As in commas.
Yeah.
All right, so
he's making at least two commas a year.
Do we want to do like each one of us gets one S?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think yeah. We each one of
know
us gets
your
one
place,
S.
Bottom.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
86%. All right, Jared. Who is your S?
I'd say we just like you say a character,
yeah,
and then
just...
we.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
just go in order then. Okay. Breach.
Is he the orange hat?
No, that's Brimstone. Breach is the ginger guy with robot
arms. Oh, yeah.
I would go B. He's an attractive guy.
B. Yeah.
I'll go B. I'm probably not going to put anyone under B, though.
Okay. Brimstone. I would put Brimstone in C, personally.
That's fair. Yeah, I respect that.
What's your opinion, Trey? We got to hear all three.
I said
we have to come to a consensus, and then we'll just screenshot Landon's.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said B.
I said B.
I'm for C because I put him under.
I would put him under Breach personally. I'm not a big fan of the fucking hat.
The hat.
All right, Cypher.
He's like a cyborg, bro.
Yeah, so
yeah, I'm gonna say bottom tier.
His accent's kind of hot.
D,
his accent, yeah.
I mean,
his accent's...
Accent is hot. Okay, we'll bump him up to C. Just for the accent.
Slender.
But you can't see him.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Okay, Jet.
A. Yeah.
Are we feeling A? I'm feeling A too. Yeah. Omen.
S.
That's another one.
Is that your S? Really?
No.
Is Omen your S? Is it the
CRD for the same reasonings for.
I'd probably go D.
I would go D because he doesn't even have an accent.
We don't know.
He's just.
Oh, we'll flush them out.
Yeah. Ooh, Batman. Okay.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah. All right, Phoenix. I would put him in B. He's attractive.
He's
conventionally attractive. And the accent is very nice.
I don't know. His voice lines freak me out sometimes.
All right, well, are we saying? I'm saying B.
I'm saying B.
Yeah, B is fine.
Okay, B. All right, Rays.
A.
A.
I think Rays is so hot.
Yeah, Rays is hot. Sage.
I'm going to have to go B.
B? I say A. I'm going to have to go A. Sage. Okay, we're going A. Viper.
S.
S, is that your S?
Is S like our golden button?
Yeah, that's like your.
If it's anyone's S.
Yeah, it's already an S, but okay, I would put, man, heard, it's not my personal S.
I'm trying to think of the other ones. Viper is pretty hot.
Viper's pretty good.
Her mask scares me. And she's basically.
Yeah. Look, yeah, it
she's
does.
American. She's American, right?
Yeah. She's American scientist. Yeah,
so her utility is a war crime.
but it's hot.
But it's hot.
Astra.
I honestly never see her.
Yeah, I haven't seen her like all that often.
She
does have a fat ass.
She does have a fat ass. And she's very attractive and she's into the mystical arts. I like A. Yeah, me too.
She was A up until the astrology.
Astrology, if you
astrology, know yeah, we'll go with that.
KO.
Cypher, so D.
D. D. Yeah.
Yeah.
He also has kind of a dumpy though.
Try smacking that, dude. There's no rip. The ripple will come right back. Chamber.
He's French, right?
D.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's conventionally attractive, but he's French.
I'm gonna have to go C because I don't.
I would say C, conventionally attractive for the B, but then D balances out with the French and the haircut. I think C's good.
Yeah.
Neon.
Neon's hot. Neon's really hot. A.
Neon's very hot.
A.
Fade.
I gotta go with S on this one. I think Jared is as well.
No, you get one.
No, I know. I'm just.
She's an A.
Oh, she's
an A?
I'm speaking for your S.
I'm speaking for you. I'm stealing your S.
Yeah, that's tough. I might have to think about it. Yoru.
Yoru's kind of hot.
Yoru's kind of hot. And he does have a thick Japanese accent. Is he Japanese?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put Yoru A.
Yoru's A?
Yep. I like his utility. I think he's hot.
It's up to me then. Fuck. To break the. I don't know. He would be the first guy to be in A, so that would be pretty groundbreaking. pretty inclusive for us to do that. I might go A. He's an attractive guy. He's an asshole, though. He is an asshole.
He's an asshole.
All right. Well, everyone that plays as Yoru is an asshole.
Absolutely. Sorry, I couldn't agree more.
I'll keep it in A. He's attractive. Sky. To be honest, S for me. That's my S.
Really?
I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah. Sky.
I'd put her B.
Really? She's my S.
I'm intimidated by a strong woman.
Literally every woman in this game is.
All right. I just call. I mean, right, just got quiet and then I hear.
All right.
On my bed.
Killjoy.
I'm gonna have to go B.
B? Really?
He's attractive, but
I'm gonna go A. To be honest, I like him nerdy.
She got the brains.
She does have the brains. Reyna.
Dorky chicks like you turned me on to.
Well, who all's left?
Reyna and Sova. You have yet to choose an A. I'll go through all, or you have yet to choose an S if you want to.
Yeah.
We can go through all of them again.
Interesting. I think
we have Reyna.
Reyna might be my S. I'm going to have to go S
really?
For Reyna. She's
really
so hot. She's so
I don't like strong women. Yeah, S for Reyna.
S for Reyna.
literally the most dominatrix character.
Sky is literally built. Like, Sky is muscular.
Yeah, it's hot. She's also Australian, built. And she likes plants and animals. Like,
I also agree Reyna S too, even though I already used mine.
Reyna's a simp. He can't.
That's true, I am.
Yeah. 86. All right, and so Sova.
Sova, he's what, Swedish?
I don't
he's
know.
Russian. Finnish? He's Russian.
Russian. I knew he was like some European shit.
Got the, want to give him an A because he's got the Legolas going on, but he is Russian. Yeah. So,
I think Russian's hot. I think Russian's hot, to be honest.
Their porn's weird.
Their porn is. I was gonna say yeah, but that's German. That I'm thinking of German porn, not Russian.
No, have you ever seen a little film called a Serbian film?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jared and I both have.
I've seen it. I don't want to admit it though. And then Sova.
I'd say A.
I think
I'm not A.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I agree with A. All right. So, what we have. S tier. Viper from Trey. Sky from me. And Reyna from Jared. Okay? And again, these are all opportune to change. We change our mind. In A, we have Jet. Raze.
Jet is a close second for my S.
Do we want an S and an S plus?
No.
Okay.
There's what, like 20 characters?
Yeah.
We have, okay, so yeah, we have Jet, we have Raze, Sova, Astra, Neon, Fade, Yoru, Killjoy, and Sova.
Some of those people need demoted.
You want to demote some? Who are you feeling?
It's too saturated, bro. We can't have that many A's.
Yeah, we can. They're all hot.
Yeah, they're all hot.
Like, every character is hot, except for, like, the even the masked ones have accents.
Because the game's free, they have to be hot.
Yeah, exactly. So it's okay. It's okay. It's typically common to have a lot of A's.
It's okay. Next week, we'll do Overwatch.
There we go.
I'm down. Yeah. Torborn.
Winston, S tier.
Wrecking Ball.
I will be taking no further questions.
Someone definitely did say peanut butter.
Oh, someone said peanut butter, all right.
All right.
Why is the middle of this peanut butter all fucked up?
All right. B tier, we have Breach and Phoenix. C tier, we have Brim. We have Cypher and we have Chamber. D, we have Omen and KO.
Did you say Sage at all?
Yeah, Sage is an A.
Okay, I guess I didn't hear the.
Are we feeling any promotions, demotions?
I'm comfortable with that list.
I'm pretty damn comfortable.
I'm also Fade's, comfortable.
I think Fade is my runner-up for S.
Sage is my S runner-up.
Okay, so I'll have Jet, Fade, and Sage first three. But yeah, I think this is a pretty damn good list. Yeah, this is pretty soft. I'll screenshot this. Okay. Okay.
I was really hoping it was gonna stay quiet for a long time. I had it just on you, just punching just on you, sitting way in the back. And it was just silent and Jared staring.
Some shit away, BRB.
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna put this into Discord. This is who we want to fuck.
I really need to get a two-person screen. I need to make more screens.
What do you mean?
Like, because we have like three-person. That's all three of us. We have the singles. I need to make a couple.
What you're saying. Just more, yeah.
Yeah, I need to make a few twos of like you and Jared. Oh my god. God? Is that you? I knew you were gonna do something, so I had to punch pin on you.
Okay, it is posted.
All right.
It is I, God.
It is I, God.
God, you look pretty funny. Oh, do we want to do Valorant?
Oh, that just Vandal showed up as a blank tier.
No, I sent a screenshot.
Ooh.
It should be in Idiot's Gaming.
Oh, and okay, there's...
Oh, rain
was so hot. I don't know, these pictures like make it a little better.
Yeah, it is hard. It's using the actual like icon.
Yeah.
Do we also want to do Vandal skins that we want to have sex with?
No. You know how many fucking Vandal skins are in the game?
I want to
every
have sex
fucking
with the
skin pack
the
has
one that
a
looks
Vandal
like
skin.
Cybertruck.
I want to have the one with as many vines on it as possible.
The one that will get me noticed by Elon Musk. Oh, it's time to be real.
Well, there's already a Valorant waifus one.
All right. Pose for be real.
I like both of you guys, like doing some kind of gang sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm doing a.
Fine. You fucking
sign
hoodlum.
For you, you're right.
You cracker ass honky.
Oh god.
All right. We should do FNAF characters next time.
No.
Yes.
Do you even know all the names of the FNAF characters, Landon?
Freddy.
Yep.
Bonnie,
yep.
Chica, yep. Foxy.
Yep. Please don't
Spring
actually
Trap.
List all the names.
Balloon Boy.
There's
JJ.
So many characters.
It gets all weird after the
yeah, you got to the second game and panicked.
Yeah, all the toys. all the Phantom ones from the third one. And then the fourth one has all the haunted ones. The fifth one gets Baby, Ballora. Fun Time? Is it Fun Time Freddy? Fun Time Foxy?
Yeah. Fun Time Mary.
Oh, that's Jared's favorite. I bet that's his ass.
I think on that note, we need to end this episode.
I'm glad we ended on your mom joke. That's pretty good.
God, she's a sweetheart. God.
All right. Thank you, everybody, right. For watching. Jared, send us out.
Idio, idio, idiosyncrasies, bump.